So one thing that's come up at this plenary and also is an ongoing issue is the issue of tax transparency and some of the ways that the EU wants to get involved in making these tax practices more transparent. Where do you stand on this issue?
There's two issues when you're dealing with taxation measures here at a European level. One is the issue of tax transparency, and that's the right of national parliaments and governments to set their own tax rates and to put in place their own tax regimes. And Sinn Féin absolutely supports fundamentally and as a matter of principle that right, and we stand and defend the principle of tax sovereignty at every opportunity. The other issue, though, is what's called tax transparency, and that's very different. And sometimes the Irish government will try and equate the two. And what tax transparency basically means is that countries are honest with each other in relation to the level of tax that some of the major corporations in the world actually are paying within each member state. Now, last July, MEPs here in the European Parliament adopted a position with regard to public country-by-country reporting on income for the largest multinationals. But now we learn that that's actually been stalled at a council level, where it's been reported that member states are disputing whether or not there's even a legal basis to move forward. Now, the question that many of us have is the Irish government one of the governments that's trying to stall these provisions at a European Council level? Just to be clear, what this proposal is about is public country-by-country reporting, and what that means is that multinational corporations would be required to publicly inform tax authorities of their turnover, profits and tax that's paid in each country in which they operate. Now, that measure isn't directly related to taxation collection, so there's no issue in relation to tax sovereignty, but it's rather being used to ensure that there is company accountability and reporting. So country-by-country reporting at a public level isn't a measure that would impose any further restrictions on corporations, but it's a measure that would actually lift the veil in terms of some of the global activities that we know have been used by these big companies to avoid paying tax. But it's the public aspect of this that Fine Gael have actually themselves put on the record their objection to. The Irish government has put country-by-country reporting in place for companies with a turnover of more than 750 million, but it's done secretly. So there isn't the level of transparency that we require. And if we're serious about tackling these issues, which we must be in order to protect our own international reputation and to ensure that corporations are paying their fair share of tax, then we need to, in the first instance, find out if the Irish government is one of those that's trying to stall this movement at council level, and if it is, to get them to withdraw that objection.
Another part of this push is the issue of digital companies and how much tax they pay. How, in terms of the Commission's proposal on the temporary tax and the longer term idea, where do you fall on that idea?
Yeah, I think it's really important that we get to the point where these digital companies are paying taxes, because their profits are so colossal, and that money deserves and requires to be taxed. I'm not convinced that the best way of doing that is at an EU level, whereby the taxes collected would go into EU-owned resources, because I think an important part of taxation is that when money is collected, that people have very clear information with regard to how that money is spent. And I think if it was adopted at a European level, that it would get soaked up into a black hole, so to speak, and there wouldn't be no accountability in terms of citizens' knowledge in terms of how that is spent. So I think there needs to be some national collection mechanism put in place whereby but individual national parliaments can actually draw down the level of taxes necessary from digital companies in order to fund public services in that member state. So we're not there yet. There's a huge amount of work to be done. There's obviously going to be resistance from the companies involved to any form of tax collecting revenue. We shouldn't get sucked into being defenders of them, which I fear the Irish government has been at some level. On the other hand, though, we shouldn't be allowing the European Commission to behind the veil of tax transparency adopt a new revenue income stream for itself that won't have the accountability measures in place in terms of how citizens can see their money being spent. So there's a lot of work to be done, but there's nothing to stop at an Irish level us putting in place measures that would tax those companies' profits at an Irish-based level.